This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf is with us each and every weekday. All right, we did yesterday get the weekend numbers. I think the total positives were somewhere in the neighborhood of 50. Your thoughts this morning? And that was the combination of, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, maybe even Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was 4 days, because when I first saw 50, yeah. I went, what? And knowing it was a weekend, but yeah, it was actually 4 days. So, you know, the numbers were not terrible. But Brian, I think, you know, gut feeling is if we're going to see a surge, it'll be in the next couple of weeks, because we've got a lot of people who did spring break. We, you know, and a lot of get togethers at Easter, which, you know, was kind of like, okay, we can go back to normal now. And although a lot of people are vaccinated, we're still not there yet. We've got to get there. That's the reality.
I don't know if you the CDC yesterday made an announcement about an Illinois bar, and they called it rural Illinois. They didn't give the location. Did you see this example they were using?
You know, I caught a little bit that nothing's been identified, but I think I saw Douglas County, which would be, okay. That's like Arthur, correct?
I believe so. And literally, the 26 patrons were infected, 3 staff members, 12 household contacts, 17 secondary cases, and 650 kids sent home from school, all from an event at a bar.
Yeah, that just shows you how fast this can happen. And I don't know, did they say whether this was the variant, one of the variants that has come in that spreads so fast? I had limited access to news yesterday, and
I don't know. It was just an example, you know, they picked of, and it happened to be Illinois, but I just I think people think that it's somehow sort of run its course, or people, you know, we've reached herd immunity and all of this stuff is a big lie, and we're dealing with the same thing. I also saw that there is a gigantic chunk of evangelicals who are very resistant to vaccinations, and there was a major leader of one of the Baptist churches, you know, who got vaccinated and was very public about it, and he was just excoriated by these evangelicals for doing Satan's work. I mean, we've got some really odd thought patterns going on out there.
And how do you fight that? You know, because if you've got such strong religious beliefs, one way or another,
I don't think that's a religious
problems with some of these vaccines as well. And, you know, the church has come out and said you need to get vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily a religious belief. I think it's disguised as a religious belief, but I don't think that there's anything actual religious to it. I think there is just so much mistrust, and so many people just have so many bad thoughts in their heads about everything. And Nick and I were talking about this earlier. I mean, I know we've seen all kinds of fantastic things from the beginning of this, as far as people doing things for other people, no more so than the front lines. I just heard that commercial for HSHS during the break. I think about every single nurse and doctor and EMTs and law enforcement. They've been out there on the front lines of this for a year.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, in the very beginning, they were heralded as such heroes for the first probably half of this, and then everything kind of fell away, everything got political, and then it was just so much anger out there. And, you know, they're still fighting these battles. Granted, thankfully, our numbers are not terrible, but, you know, as you well know, we've lost people, you know, in the recent weeks. And so we're not out of the woods. We're not over this. No, we are not in a really bad place right now. Our hospitals have capacity. You know, we are getting vaccines, and this should all be good news, and we should all be embracing it and moving forward. And then you have, you know, this kind of incident that happens just down the road.
Yeah, and that was used as a national example. What are you hearing from the Illinois Department of Public Health? What are you hearing from the governor's office about what's next?
You know, it's a push to get more people vaccinated, and for people, as you've been saying, to not spike the football. That we've just got to keep this going. We've got to encourage more people to be vaccinated so that we can all get back to where we want to be. Everybody wants kids in school in a real school year circumstance next year. You know, it's just we don't have much time left in this school year. Most schools are at least hybrid by this point, but we need to get our people back to work in their offices. We need to get kids back in school, but we need to take care of getting these vaccines out into our community so that we can protect one another.
You know, I noticed that ADM had announced their sort of return to work, for many of their folks at the corporate office, and there was a vaccine requirement.
Yeah, and I mean, as we've talked about, ADM has been a real leader in taking this very, very seriously. And I think, they are running into the same problems that most corporations are, that many individuals are, that they are people who are still, they've got a large part of their employee population that is still vaccine hesitant. And we've got to find a way to really get to the place where people are comfortable getting the vaccine, that they trust it, that they know that there is more harm to come from not getting the vaccine than there is from getting the vaccine. You know, there are those who are going to have religious beliefs. There are those who are going to have political beliefs. Some way this is bad. But we've got to get to the point that people are very comfortable, that they trust this vaccine, that it is the right thing to do, that this is good for their community, their family, for their life. I mean, they've got to have that belief. We've got to get to them.
All right, Mayor. We appreciate it. Have a great day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.